Shalom, Australia. Israel is celebrating Maimuna today, a festival that once belonged exclusively to Moroccan Jews but has now become a national celebration. The festival is being hailed as an important opportunity to mend communal relationships, as its origins were when Muslim neighbours brought flour and other foods to the Jews as Pesach ended. It is a time for family gatherings, hospitality and music. An additional religious explanation has been given to elevate Maimuna's significance. If we did not do enough in terms of our hospitality and feeding those in need during Pesach to warrant the arrival of the Mashiach, this is one final chance before next Pesach. On Tuesday, minor clashes broke out between Muslim worshippers and Israeli police on the Temple Mount after two Jewish men were spotted as they bowed down in prayer. They were set upon by Muslims at the site and were immediately escorted away by police. A brawl then ensued between police and the Muslim protesters. There were no reports of injuries. Police evicted three more Jewish visitors from the Temple Mount on Wednesday. The three adults were removed from there for violating the terms of the visit, a phrase used to describe attempts to pray at the site by Jewish visitors who are forbidden to do so. Under the terms of the fragile status quo in place on the Mount for decades, Jews and other non-Muslims can visit but cannot worship there. Those who are found to be praying are removed from the site, and frequent violators can find themselves served with restraining orders, keeping them away from the Temple Mount altogether. Police and border police officers were attacked on Friday by Palestinians throwing stones after Friday night prayers near the Muhrabi Gate, the main entrance to the Temple Mount compound. Police asked the Islamic Waqf, the religious authority entrusted with overseeing religious activities at the Temple Mount, to help restore calm. Eight people were arrested and some 30 others questioned after the riots ended. More than 30 Jews and several Palestinians were evicted from the Temple Mount over the Pesach holiday. Tens of thousands of people attended Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing, at the Kotel on Monday. Despite the huge crowds, the ceremony, which takes place in the presence of both chief rabbis twice a year, passed without incident. A Palestinian woman and young man attacked border guards with a knife at the Calandia crossing on the West Bank on Wednesday and were gunned down by forces on the scene. No Israeli forces were injured in the incident. The man and the woman were identified later as brother and sister. A leaked internal Israeli military document states that Sergeant Elor Azaria, the IDF soldier charged with manslaughter for shooting and killing a Palestinian attacker in Hebron last month after he had been neutralized, was motivated by a twisted ideology. The document, issued by military prosecutors investigating the case, stated that Azaria, a 19-year-old sergeant in the Kfir Infantry Brigade, told other soldiers both before and after the shooting that the assailant needs to die. It also stated that Azaria changed his version of events during his questioning, saying he had shot because I felt it was a threat to my life. Later, two Palestinians stabbed and lightly wounded a soldier before troops killed one of them and shot and wounded the other. The leaked report notes that both assailants had been checked by another soldier prior to Azaria's arrival at the scene, who confirmed that they no longer posed any danger. Azaria shot and killed Abdul Fattah al-Sharif, who was wounded. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sparked a new diplomatic row by declaring that the Golan Heights, seized from Syria in 1967 in the Six-Day War, is and should remain under Israel's sovereignty permanently. Following a tough international criticism, Israeli officials said Netanyahu's statement had been misconstrued and that a 1981 decision to apply Israeli law to the strategic plateau fell short of annexation. The Golan remains central to any future peace deal with Syria, and its fate is a key part of a 2002 Saudi initiative that offered Israel peace with the Arab world in exchange for full withdrawal from all territory captured in the 1967 war. While that offer is usually connected to areas sought by the Palestinians, the Golan is also considered occupied land by the international community. Past Israeli leaders, including Netanyahu himself, have held talks with Syria about control of the Golan. However, with Syria engaged in an ongoing civil war, there is no chance to engage in any talks at the present time. Opposition leader Yitzhak Herzog responded furiously yesterday to the ongoing row over anti-Semitism in Britain's Labour Party, inviting its senior officials to visit Yad Vashem. Former London Mayor Ken Livingstone was suspended from the British Labour Party on Thursday after he suggested that Hitler had supported Zionism. The controversy erupted a day after Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn, a bitter critic of Israel, who has referred to Hamas and Hezbollah representatives as friends, reluctantly suspended an MK, Naz Shah, who had called for the dismantling of Israel and compared Israelis to Hitler. Herzog opened a lengthy Facebook post with, "Hitler was a Zionist? This is what a senior official in the British Labour Party says? A miserable and contemptible anti-Semitic statement." Police on Tuesday announced the capture of serial rapist and killer Fyodor Bejdanri. The Haifa man is suspected of serially raping and killing at least four women. Police have turned to the public for help in the ongoing investigation. A three-year-old Palestinian boy from the Gaza Strip was saved from permanent paralysis after an Israeli doctor carried out a complex and innovative procedure to remove a tumour wrapped around the child's spinal cord. Dr. Josh Schroeder, a senior orthopaedic surgeon at the Hadassah Medical Center in Ein Karim, said the six-hour surgery was amongst the first of its kind in the world. Thousands of Eastern Orthodox Christians gathered in Jerusalem yesterday for an ancient fire ceremony that celebrates Jesus' resurrection. In a ritual dated back at least 1,200 years, they crowded into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. During the annual ceremony, top Eastern Orthodox clerics entered the edicule, the small chamber marking the site of Jesus' tomb, and then emerged with holy fire that is carried outside the church. Some 1.2 million people visited Keren Kayemet, JNF, nature reserves and national parks throughout the Pesach holiday, a 10% increase against last year. They left behind some 500 tons of litter in forests and nature reserves across the country, though Keren Kayemet foresters noted an improvement in those who leave nothing but footprints, with many families cleaning up after themselves. 700,000 people visited the Kinneret shores throughout Pesach. Yesterday alone, there were 70,000 people on the beaches, with the lake reaching its full capacity. Some of the visitors have remained on the Kinneret's beaches to celebrate the Muslim end of Pesach Maimuna celebrations. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.